Series with New America Media to discuss the political topics that various Bay Area ethnic communities care about this election year and where they stand on local issues. Every Tuesday through November 6th, we'll be speaking with representatives from local ethnic media to hear about what's important to their audiences. Today, we explore what matters to the local Latino community. The latest census numbers say that's 38% of California's population. In other words, a voting bloc to be reckoned with on issues like domestic workers, farm labor, and immigration. Latino San Francisco supervisors Avalos, Campos, and Oleg are up for re-election in Latino majority districts, too. Joining me to talk about all of this is Marcos Gutierrez, host of the show Hecho en California on KIQI 1010 AM, based in Daly City. We started off by talking about Governor Jerry Brown.
For those of us that go back to Mr. Jerry Brown's first tenure as governor, he was one of the first people to nominate Latinos to his government and to judgeships. And he was, of course, very tight with the UFW, in fact, to the point to where he came up with a legal defense mechanism for the farm workers in California. And so he has always played as a friend of the Latinos. And then he goes and vetoes, especially the domestic workers bill, to everybody's disappointment, and the farm bill to all the UFW and all the farm workers' disappointment. And we talk to people every day. And so the reflections that I'm giving you, I'm trying to get the reflections from the public of the opinion that the people express to us. And so some people are very disappointed to the point to where it isn't so much a matter of, obviously they're not going to vote for the Republicans because of the obvious positions that the Republicans have taken nationwide against immigrants in particular. And of course, we all know that if you're an immigrant, you have somebody that's here undocumented, or at least somebody that you know is here undocumented. And so we have those sympathies for that particular community. And so all to say that people are being discouraged into going out and voting precisely because of what Mr. Jerry Brown has done. I mean, and I can tell you this because today, for instance, we all know that number 30, Prop 30, is needed by the immigrant and the low-resources community. The people that have no money, obviously, Proposition 30 is allegedly going to tax the rich and help the poor, allegedly, or at least that's how it's being sold. And before the Jerry Brown disappointment, people were kind of excited about it. And now anything that has to do with Jerry Brown's name is kind of like poo-pooed and said, you know, well, this guy, anything that he says, we cannot trust anymore. Because, like I said before, he has always played as if he was our friend. And to top it off, when he put the Secure Communities ICE Institute or the mechanism into California, which he did when he was the principal attorney in California, he's the one that signed for us to get Secure Communities in California. At that time, when we had questioned him about it, he had said that he had been lied to, that it was voluntary, that allegedly he had been told that it was voluntary of each police department, which now may be because a lot of the cities are saying that they're not going to respect it. But anyway, that was his excuse, and we were willing to give him reasonableness of him saying, well, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You know, I was lied to, and I didn't know really what I was getting into. We were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But now, when he vetoes it straight up after the majority of the Latino community organizations, several legislators headed by Nancy Pelosi, Mr. Villaraigosa, and most of the Latino leaders had, pressed him to go ahead and sign this into law and make sure that the police department does not cooperate with ICE. He goes and vetoes it. Well, that really shows his true colors.
And what are your audiences and listeners and the community talking about in regards to education and the propositions on the ballot in terms of funding education? Locally in San Francisco, we have the big problem of City College. It's losing its accreditation, and young Latinos and working class older Latinos look to City College as a kind of a vital stepping stone to realize their goals for higher education. What kind of conversations are happening there?
Obviously, you know, the Dreamers have brought out the educational factor to us. The Dreamers are leading the Latino community, and I would venture to say a lot of the immigrant community into coming out. The No Papers, No Fear idea of taking a bus full of people that don't have documentation and headed out to the Democratic Convention. I mean, that's actually, you know, just gotten everybody excited a lot more than the local politics, if you really want to know the truth. Local politics is the actual basis of why are we going to go out and vote? Why isn't our vote being respected? And that is, we go out and vote, we make campaigns, we go for something, we work for something, and then it is taken away from us. That is, you know, because it is so basic to our democracy, it seems to me that that's the reason why there's so much attention to that. We are listening to our media and that is saying, vote for this, go out and vote, register to vote, become a citizen. But then when we actually become citizens, go out and vote, they are able to destroy it in this fashion. That to us, or at least from the reflection that I get, is most important as far as politics.